listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to LA Talk Radio today. Today we're going to roar, like R-O-A-R, roar. Shirt says roar. That is an acronym, stands for Results on a Rampage. The promise today is by the end of this episode, you're going to know how to stack small, sovereign actions into compounding outcomes using roar. And I'm going to teach you what that means and two little micro habits that can start right today. Who doesn't want results? Who doesn't want results on a rampage? Now, the story of that's kind of fun. 12 years ago, I was here on LA Talk Radio when it was audio only, and I had a show for a couple of years called Results on a Rampage. Today, we're visiting that idea in the context of you creating your ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy. It's your birthright. You deserve it. Now, let's get started. Here's the thing. If I can't see my own results on my calendar, in my bank account, or in some ledger, they don't exist. Now, I'm not downplaying results that feel good. Those are a prerequisite. When I feel good, when I feel in power, when I feel focused, when I'm clear, when I know what I'm doing, when I have good nutrition and rest, we all perform better. That's the whole point of daily creation, and we'll talk a little bit later about that. But the key here is, how do you measure results? And if you don't know the answer, how would you know if they were on a rampage or just kind of slugging along? Now, I'm using results on a rampage as a good thing, like compounded, measurable, hockey stick results. You can have those. I want you to think about the area you'd like to change right now. The ultimate life, I define it as purpose, prosperity, and joy. Purpose is the reason you get up every day. Maybe it's your family. Maybe you have a deep meaning that you want to accomplish in your life. You want to help a certain thing. Maybe you're really committed to cancer research or ending hunger or literacy or mentorship or some community action. Maybe there's something that you're really committed to. But here's my question. How do you know you're committed? You know how you know? You look in your calendar and your bank account. There's time blocked for that. Now, what we're going to talk about today is how to make every effort be exponential in its impact. Because if you're like me and you've got a big goal, my goal is to reach 300 million people. Reach them? 300 million with what? Well, with a message. WIPOS. I'm reaching you right now. W is your worth, infinite worth. I is your identity as a divine being created by the Creator, whatever you call that. P, because of your worth and identity, your possibilities are limitless, and you don't have to settle for crumbs. Now, you might be fearfully, you know, nibbling on crumbs right now, afraid of your own power, but you don't need to stay there. O is ownership. You own your life and no one else, and sovereignty is your divine right to control every aspect of your thinking, your reactions, your behavior, and so forth. Now, lots of people, when we first talk about this, object to that and say they have obligations and they're forced to do this, that, and the other, and that's all nonsense. You own your life. You can argue with me. You can give up that ownership, but you do. And because you do, you create everything you experience. W-I-P-O-S, WIPOS. WIPOS, it's another one of my funny acronyms. So let's talk about how to define results on a rampage. Here it is. It is a flywheel that just gathers momentum that is powered and created by consistent, motivated action. Two of my statements as I prepare for every day, I did it this morning, is I make clear, measurable daily promises. There's specific things I'm going to do today. Clear, measurable daily promises. CMDP. The next statement after that is I take direct, consistent, motivated action to complete the daily promises. Well, direct means, you know, it'll get it done, not indirect. Consistent, obviously, motivated, meaning I'm all in action. Because any other kind of action, it's like taking the long way home. Direct, consistent, motivated action. Now, as you evaluate your calendar, your actions and the exercises we're going to do today, write that down. Daily promises, whatever they are, clear, measurable daily promises, meaning you know when they're done. I'll make three phone calls. Well, Three phone calls is three phone calls. A direct, consistent, motivated action to get them done. All right. So that's what we're talking about, to create results on a rampage on a given day. And that compounds. One of the most fun things about this kind of work is it is so effective and it compounds like interest. Now, if the idea of work is bothering you, that word, then that means you don't have it connected to a purpose. You could say, well, I have to have money to pay rent, so my purpose is to make money so I can pay rent or mortgage payments, even though I hate my job. That is not purposeful action. Purpose is a committed, emotional, powerful connection. Now, you may have a job that doesn't use all your skills, but you can go be the very best Uber driver, pizza delivery person, clerk, whatever it is, architect. You can be the very best just because you decide to. And when you do that, work gets done faster, you feel better, you get more opportunities, more money comes your way. And do you know what else comes? Opportunities to move to doing something else that you really love. Those things, we use the word manifest, but they just show up. They show up because of the energy of your commitment, the energy of your love, because you've decided to be an all-in person as opposed to a complaining person. So I want you to hold that truth. We're going to talk today about evidence over excuses. And we're going to talk about compassion without accommodation. Because when I'm doing something, I either get a result that I want, or there's reasons, and I call those excuses. It's either results or excuses. And you can call them reasons if you want, and they can sound very legitimate. It was raining, the weather wasn't there, nobody showed up, and there's always a way. There's got to be a way if you're committed. So a commitment is a choice that you and I get to make, that I'm going to do whatever it takes to deliver what I promised. All right, so let's take the ROAR, R-O-A-R, these t-shirts I love, ROAR, and Joy designed these. There's a lion up here, of course, that roars, and R-O-A-R is results on a rampage. So we're going to break that up and say ROAR. The first step in ROAR is to reckon with reality. In the results equation book that I wrote, it's called Understanding the Present. And let's pick a particular goal. Now, I said earlier to pick something you want. Here's the book, The Results Equation. Best book on getting stuff done ever written. And you won't know that unless you read it. But anyway, if you want to get something done in this sort of results on a rampage compounding way, let's talk about how to get started. The first thing you have to do is, what is it you want to get done? Is there a project you've been putting off? One of my favorite things to help people do and to do myself is to write books, because there's nothing like a book to clarify a mission, to clarify power and experience, nothing like it. So I'm going to invite you now to consider this dream, build, write it thing right here. Dream it, dream, build, write it. If you've ever thought that your life, your story, your journey, your story of becoming matters, or you could help people with it, go there right now. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. Go there. It doesn't cost money. It's in a couple of weeks, September 29th to October 3rd. But even if when you hear this, the dates are passed, go to that URL anyway, because there'll be one in the first part of next year. There's nothing like it. So here's the thing. What do you want to have that you don't have now? Is it more money? Is it more health? Is it a better relationship? Is it better opportunity? Is it a purpose? Maybe you feel like you don't have jack for a purpose. Nothing. Nothing moves you. Or maybe you're one of those folks I talk to that says, I know I feel like I should, whatever that means, have a purpose, but I don't. I don't know how to find it. Oh, that is so easy to do. Books have been written about that, how to find your passion and so forth. But I've got a very, very simple process to help that. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. Go there. Anyway, reckon with reality. Where are you now with respect to that goal? Let's say you need to make another $100,000 this year, more than you otherwise would have made. Maybe that's an absurd number given where you are. It doesn't matter. Maybe there's a money component. Let's talk about it like there is. I realize it's not the most important thing, but sometimes it is. So maybe you need to make an extra 10K this year or 100K. Where are you now? Do you know exactly how much more you need? Do you have an idea, a very specific idea of how that could happen? In other words, who would pull out credit cards and give you that? You know, you can crazy ideas. I find it, you know, I find a gold mine in my backyard. Well, possible, but unlikely. So if you're thinking I need another 100K, fine. Where would that come from? Where would that come from? Who would give it to you, or how would you create it? Then the next question is, where are you now with respect to that? Do you have ideas? Do you have you tried a few things or not? So answering the question of exactly what you want is first, and then diving into, okay, what could I do to create that? Here's what I know, dealing with hundreds, even thousands of people who have jobs and entrepreneurs, is you are sitting on a gold mine. I guarantee there's a way for you to make another $100,000 this year, right here, right now. Absolutely. If you're willing to do certain things, and I don't mean bad stuff or illegal stuff. And the reason is because money follows value. Value. So if you or I create something valuable, people will buy it from you. Sometimes people create weird things like pet rocks, but you have something and you're not using it fully. So if you want to do that, that's where we start. We have to identify what's possible. And then by when? So the two questions are do what, by when. Now, I'd like you to go through your calendar for the last at least 60 days, 4 weeks anyway, 4 weeks, 28 days, 2 months, and look at where you've spent all your time. This is not a judgment exercise. This is just an audit. Where did you spend all your time? Try to account for 168 hours in the week. I know you've got to sleep and, you know, personal hygiene and all the things that happen. And here's what I want you to do. When you look at that, the last few weeks, identify a green. I love Google Calendar because it's got colors, but identify a green block on there where you could do something every day, maybe a 1 hour green block to create value you're not creating right now. And if that doesn't make sense to you, let's talk, because I know, and I have done this and I've helped others do it, created courses out of thin air in a simple conversation, and helped people fill the courses in 3 days, so that, like, I thought of the idea on a Wednesday. On Saturday, I conducted a class and made $1,800 in 3 days. I thought of an idea. I talked to some people, created a class, and did it. You could do that. You could do that if you wanted to. Now, if you need my help about how to do it or what to think about and how to fill it and stuff, let's talk. If you want to talk, there's a URL right here, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, and there's a contact form. Because that's just what I love to do, is help people figure out how to do that. Because it's not that hard, because you're infinitely valuable. It's not like you can't. Of course you can. All right, so there's the next thing. Another thing you want to identify in your calendar is a red block that you're going to cut. As you look back over a few weeks, and you document where you've spent your time, most people say, well, I don't have time to do anything. Well, I know you're not sitting around staring at the ceiling, counting holes in the acoustic ceiling tile. I realize you're not doing that, probably. Okay. But I'll bet you any amount of money that there are blocks of time that when you look back at them, you say, you know what? I would rather I didn't spend the time that way. And this is not about judgment at all. This is just about identifying areas where you can create results on a rampage by leveraging micro actions. Now, picking a green block every day and saying, I'm going to do a new thing, an hour a day this week, so that I can create this particular thing. I'm going to do that. And I'm doing it because I said so. I choose to create value. Okay. And doing that, picking a green block and identifying where you can do that right now is so easy. And it's a place where you can create value and opportunity, money. And since we're talking about a certain amount of money, okay. So, and then a red block of time you can eliminate, something you're going to eliminate, choose to change. So that's the first thing. The next thing is to look at the beliefs that you have. When you look at red areas, things you're going to cut, you're going to say, I'm going to not do that anymore. Maybe it's extra television watching. Maybe it's, you know, scrolling on Facebook. Maybe it is some other, you know, habit or practice that really, you know, really isn't serving you. But you just are having a hard time getting rid of it. Here's what I want you to do. What is the belief that's holding that in place? It might be, it doesn't matter that much. It might be, well, it's only half an hour. It's only an hour. It's only one episode. Or if you're watching something or you're scrolling or whatever. Or I just got sidetracked and went down a rabbit hole. It's not that big a deal. It is a big deal. Because when you compound wasted time, it wastes time and it's gone forever. When you compound valuable time, you build stuff. So think about that. Look at the beliefs and remember, be deep. Beliefs, definitions, experiences, expectations, and perceptions. They're the straitjacket that hold us in place. You have the power. You can make that change if you want to. All right, now let's go to O. O is ownership. Remember, we're doing ROAR. So R is the reality check or reckon with reality. O is ownership and one move momentum. Now, here's one of the ways I think about this. Kellen, I don't have any obligations. None. I got lots of stuff on my calendar. And I love every single thing that I'm doing. I don't do one thing I don't want to do. Now, that might sound like silly or a bold claim, but it's true. And here's how it is true. I choose to lean into and love everything I do. From the moment my eyes open, ding, in the morning, to the moment I lay down and breathe deeply in meditation to go to sleep. Everything I do, it's because I want it. That's a choice. Because some of the things today that I do, some years ago, I would have considered them obligations. But when you use the word obligation, it almost always comes with the idea that there's a seed of resentment, meaning I'd rather be doing something else. Well, get rid of them. Get rid of those things where you'd rather be doing something else. And if you can't, or you feel like you can't, what you're saying is, well, somebody will be mad or there'll be consequences. If I don't go to work, I can't pay bills. Then make a choice. I would rather have the comfort of my rent paid than doing nothing, than missing work. Okay, I choose that and then go all in on it. That's a choice you can make internally. And what it does is it makes you healthier, makes you happier, and it's more exciting and your life's more fun. So why wouldn't you do everything in a more fun way? All right. So stop outsourcing your power. Stop giving it away. Well, they said I had to. The boss this. Spouse said that. Bills are due. Stop outsourcing your power. Own your damn life. Okay? You chose whatever it is you got. Where you're living, what bills you have, you chose those. So own them, lean into them and love them. Own them with grace and power. Now, another way about ownership is what I referred to earlier, the daily creation process. And I'm not going to do a segment on that right now because it'll take too long. But here is what you can take from it. The daily creation process, some people call it a morning routine, is just a set of things that you do when you first open your eyes. It's not because somebody told you you have to. It's not because you can tick off some box. It's because it gives you power. If you knew that putting your feet on the floor and standing up and then turning around three times in a circle next to your bed would give you $1 million on your doorstep in gold coins every day, would you do it? Of course you would. And the reason why, because it gives me $1 million. All right. A morning creation or daily creation process, if you do it, gives you more than $1 million. It's not in gold coins, but it is in personal power, in discipline, in focus, in creativity, in joy, and in fun. So if you knew you could spend some minutes right when you open your eyes and not turn around three times, but do some other things, and it would make you happy, connected to your purpose, powerful and focused, would you do it? Well, hell yes, you'd do it. right? Now, if you want to know about that, I have, of course, a book about that called Living with Purpose and Power that talks about exactly how to create a daily creation process that is as simple as turn around three times and have a box on the doorstep. Only there's no physical boxes. But it does give you a gold medal level of power, of joy, of excitement, and of fun. Wouldn't it be cool to start every day stoked about what you have in front of you? Stoked about everything on your calendar? Stoked about everybody you're going to talk to? I know what that's like because I live like that. Every single day, without exception. And I would never skip the process because it literally delivers gold to my heart, peace to my soul, and results on a rampage to my bottom line. That process is learnable and it is not magic. So here is a question for you. I want you to write down right now three things that you will do tomorrow. Make promises now and put down the time. For example, by 10 a.m., I will have shipped 300 words or written two articles or made, you know, five phone calls or booked two discovery calls or, you know, what gone to two networking meetings or one or spent real 30 minutes, real quality time with my son or daughter. Like, write them down. Make them powerful and in your heart. Another piece of daily creation is something I call a PTAC, which I won't go into here because we're run out of time, but it stands for personal truth and commitment. One of my statements is to remind myself that I'm a son of the divine. The way I say it is, I am a son of Almighty God. Now, I look myself in the mirror and I say that, either whispered or thundered. And every time, every day without question or that exception, it changes how I feel. I feel valuable and I feel connected. That sentence may or may not have any impact on you. But the creation of a document that reflects the truth about you is part of this process. And again, if you want details about how to do that, Living with Purpose and Power. But that creation, the point here is creating yourself every day is non-negotiable. Creating yourself every day is non-negotiable. So what we've got so far is get rid of obligations. Make commitments instead. Create yourself every day because it's non-negotiable. And then back first, we had a time audit where you put in green blocks of new things you're going to do that you know create value for you or others, and red blocks of things you're going to eliminate just because you said so. Because you're choosing to create results on a rampage for your pocketbook, which is what we're talking about right now, is the money aspect. This is true for other stuff. There's another... There's another piece to this also, and it's called friction removal. Friction removal. Now, I don't know about you, but we've trained ourselves that when the phone buzzes, we have an urge to pick it up. Now, I remember really well, because I'm old, I guess, a time when we didn't have cell phones, like even before the bricks, right? There were no cell phones. And when they first came out, you know, do you buy one? Do you not? Ooh, got to have one. Ooh, got to have two. You know, spouse has got to have one. All that, right? Suddenly, it was really important. Now, we're trained with these smartphones. Every social media notice, every this, that, and the other comes in. And unless we turn them off or turn the phone off or put it somewhere else, the opportunity is there for distraction. So remove the friction. Put things on silent, like really silent, or turn the phone off. Put it in the other room when you've got focused time to write or study or create or do whatever if you're working from home or even if you're playing. Turn it off. Get rid of the friction because there's a real documented thing called a task switching penalty. They measure it in computers, and when you have enough tabs and software programs open, the computer actually can't do anything because all of the CPU is used up in the task switching penalty. Our minds are the same, and so remove the friction if you want to create results on a rampage. Okay, the next thing I want to talk to you about is an example Okay, so I have an example, but I'll tell you about a client who was having trouble writing. They implemented this system and they set all their distractions aside. And then lo and behold, wow, when I set all my distractions aside, I was really able to focus and get my writing done. And you're going to slap your head and say, duh, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts right now you're not doing that. Eliminating distractions, controlling your environment, and staying focused. What would happen for you if you did? What would happen for you? Would your results change? I know they would. I have another friend who has two rituals, a morning ritual and an evening ritual. How you prepare for the next day is also very important. Okay, what I do a different evening ritual, but I have one too. I'm preparing for rest. I intentionally put to rest, put to bed any thoughts. If I have conversations I need to close, I do that. I will send final messages if I need to close, and then I don't look at it again. If Joy and I are having a conversation about either business or personal things or plans or whatever, we close them. Okay, we're done with this for now. We'll pick it up tomorrow or the next day or whenever we need to. And we agree when to pick it up again. The reason is, and it's obvious, that sort of closure creates space. Now, I know people who have trouble, and you do too, maybe you're one of them, going to sleep. Okay, that can be really distracting because good rest, restful sleep, is really important to be like on fire the next day. You know that, duh. You've experienced that. Do you have a routine that closes out all the issues enough time after you turn off the television, blue light? And I don't know about you, but when I haven't done that, there's some episode of who knows, some program, it churns just the scenes and the movement, especially if it's a spy program or exciting or something. It just churns the neurotransmitters. So have space to close. Why does this matter? Well, only because you said you want to have results on a rampage. If you're satisfied with crappy results or average results, then this is not for you. But if you want real exponential results, hockey stick stuff, then a closing your day is really important. Another thing about closing your day is when you go to bed, you should have a similar bedtime every day, a similar, getting up time. All that's medically documented, and you know this already, but I'm wondering if you're doing it. I'm wondering if this is how you are living, because so often we say, I want exponential results. I want the glory of money coming in while I sleep. I want the projects I'm working on to work out. I want the book I just wrote to have a big impact. And the question is are you exhibiting the behaviors that point to that outcome? That's the whole question. Are you exhibiting the behaviors that point to that outcome? All right. So now we're going to get to ROAR. So we've had reckon with reality. O is ownership and one move momentum. One move momentum, the power of one thing at a time, total focus, all that. A stands for amplify assets automation. Amplify assets and automation. So there are lots of ways to amplify. One way is accountability. One of the things that the process of coaching does, whether you're in sports, you're in music, performance, or you're in business, or you're in personal development, where you're trying to become a more effective, more truthful, more powerful, more honest, happier person, is accountability. And that can happen a lot of ways. Some people have accountability buddies, where they have, a few minute check-in every day or every other day. That's one way to do it. It may or may not work. Every method can be helpful if it's done well. So do you have an accountability framework? An accountability framework is a place where you can truthfully say what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And this is when I'm going to do it. And that person will then ask you about that and hold you accountable. Did you do that? Why or why not? Now, An ineffective accountability framework looks like this. Well, I said I was going to do that, but I didn't. Oh, why not? Well, you know, I just ran out of time. Oh, okay. That's useless. Because accountability and a commitment are sacred words. We all have intentions to do something. I'm going to paint this bedroom this weekend, or I'm going to clean the garage or whatever. And we don't really schedule time. We don't make space on the calendar to get it done. And so most of the time, what happens? Well, life got in the way. Well, it will always get in the way. Life is what happens when we're busy making plans, right? And so if you want to have an accountability framework that works, your agreement has to be, every time I come, the report will be, I did it. I said it, I did it. And if there's a reason, results are excuses, results are reasons, there's a reason why not, it better be, you know, emergency room stuff. That's what real accountability and commitment is. Otherwise, it's just an intention. I hope to do this. I want to do this. You know, that sort of thing. That won't create results on a rampage. That'll create a frustrated feeling that you're behind the eight ball. You never get done. You can't ever have time to do something. And life flipping always gets in the way. Right? You can measure your accountability. You can report, you know, 0 to 5. Lots of ways to do this. But I'll bet you're not doing it. One of the most fun parts of coaching is helping people learn to trust themselves. Right? Because we lie to ourselves all the time. I'm going to do this. And when we use words like, I'm going to. That becomes a cadence in futility. Because we know we don't mean it. We know we're just saying it to make ourselves feel good for a moment, and we know probably life's going to get in the way. Instead, creating time on the calendar and accountability structure with your coach to report, that dramatically increases the likelihood that you're going to complete this. Okay, let's talk about assets for a moment. Now, if you're in any kind of a business that uses online marketing, whether you're using Google Ads or Facebook Ads or LinkedIn direct messages or whatever it is, time is money. Connection and conversation is money. Here's what I do. I'm talking about filling this book challenge, dreambuildwriteit.com. I'd like to have a few hundred people registered for that. In order to do that, I'm using social platforms to talk about the power of your story, why you matter right now, and how you can make good money with your own personal development journey. I call it the story of your becoming. But I don't have time to write individual articles, so I'll write an article, and I'll use the AI tools to repurpose it for different platforms, because different platforms have different language preferences. LinkedIn sounds one way, and Facebook sounds another, and you know, that kind of thing. And so I will get an initial cut at 4 or 5 different versions from an article. Why? Because it saves time. It's easier to take a few minutes and edit it than it is to write it. Using the tools that there are is a way to leverage your time. So think about repurposing. You've heard all that before. Reuse stuff, repurpose stuff, productize things. Like one piece of intellectual property that you develop should have 3 derivatives, at least, maybe 4. And if you look at it and say, I can't turn my one thing into 4, then you're not using your one thing. Because you can, and I can show you how. One idea, one thought, one article, you can turn it into 4, and it will be powerful. If you want to talk, go to KellenFlukigerMedia.com, fill out the contact form. It's not magic. It's just math. Okay? So we're going to wire in this idea of compounding. It allows you to show up in more places. Now, we all know that there are billions of bots out there being used to just flood the internet with content. Much of it is redundant and much of it is airhead stuff. It doesn't really say anything. How many times have you read an article and when you get done, it's like, that could have been said in 2 sentences and I don't know what they're talking about. Well, don't be that. Don't be that. Provide real you know, concrete value, but yet use the tools to amplify your reach and your speed. Okay, another piece of automation that the A stands for is calendars. How easy is it for people to get an appointment on your calendar? I coach Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I do not coach. I record podcast episodes. Okay, I create other things. You know, I have different tasks assigned to different days. Why? Because then the task switching penalty goes way down. Today, I'm rendering, I'm recording podcasts, I'm rendering them, I'm doing these things, and that means I'm in certain programs, and my flow doesn't get interrupted. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I coach, and I take other kinds of discovery calls, networking calls, and that sort of thing. It allows me to stay in a flow. Now, you can use all of the calendaring software to enforce those rules for yourself, but nothing will enforce you making exceptions. Nothing will enforce, oh, yeah, we'll just go ahead and talk now. And then it takes an hour or two and takes you completely off your game. So results on a rampage, meaning extraordinary or fast results, depends on compounding small rules on top of each other to assure your environment is good, to assure your attention is focused, to assure your mission for that hour or that day is clear. You know, you can say, when I get up in the morning and Thursday, I say, what is today about? Today's about recording podcast episodes, editing them, and there's a couple of other things. And then in the afternoon, it's about music. I'm in the studio working on that. Or I might make Thursday afternoon about writing. I just finished a book, Coaching and the Rise of AI. It will be out in 4 weeks. The time you see this, it's probably going to be 2 weeks. It'll be out in September. And it's talking about the massive change that coaching as an industry is going through right now. And if you're a coach or a consultant and you don't pay attention, you're going to be out of business. All right. So making rules around your own privacy, your own attention, your own ability for people to interrupt you and that sort of thing. I turn my phone off all the time or set it on silent and set it far enough away from me that I can't hear or feel the buzz. Why? Because I want to honor the thing that I'm doing. Sometimes when the phone goes off, I don't know about you, but there used to be this urge I had to answer it, like somehow it had priority. That's not true. Your priority is what you decide it is. And if I interrupt something to answer the phone or a text message or a ding, what I'm doing is I'm dishonoring the thing that I'm working on. Okay, so I want you to think about rules or guidelines, railings, whatever you need to put in place. I don't look at my email before 10 a.m. I only look at my email on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 10:30. Like, I'm not telling you what the rules need to be, but you need to have some, because being scattered all over the place means your greatest asset, you, are scattered all over the place. Too many things, scattered focus, lack of pure power time. You know what it's like when you get in flow and you just create like crazy. Well, you have absolutely the right to have that every day, but you have to create it. So the A, R-O-A-R, accountability, amplifying versus via accountability, assets, automation. Here's another micro exercise. When you do your calendar, look and see if you're telling the truth. Are you actually putting things in the calendar and then letting them easily get pushed off by other stuff, other phone calls, sudden ideas? Ooh, I need to ask ChatGPT about this. Or suddenly I gotta, you know, those kind of distractions. Create, and that's a red box, right? I'm not going to be distracted anymore. So love yourself enough to set guidelines, firm, bulletproof guidelines around your attention. Because your time, your attention, which means the level of focus, and your love or intensity, that's all you have. That's all I have. I have my time. I have my attention, what I'm doing with that time, and I have the passion or intensity that drives it. If I'm not like fully aware of what I'm doing with that, then I'm squandering that. I'm just letting it be directed and dragged around by whatever's happening. Results on a rampage, meaning extraordinary exponential results, are possible for you right here, right now, if you want to do the rules that unlock the key to that secret kind of acceleration. And I can tell you right now, most people do not know how to unlock acceleration. Most people do not know how to get themselves into flow state on demand. Flow state is that magical place where time disappears, creativity soars. It's usually associated with alpha brain waves in the brain, which is a frequency, 7 to 14 cycles. And it's, you know, it's associated with doing something that's right at or just past your ability, and it's associated with a level of interest and passion you have. But, you know, you can read all kinds of books on flow. The thing that's really important, did you know you can create the flow state? It's not an accident. It is a process. Okay, you can believe me or not believe me, or maybe you say, yeah, I'm sure you can. Do you know how to do that? Can you get to flow state on demand? Now, that might be a terrifying question, or you might be thinking, well, I might be able to learn how to do that someday. Let me tell you, you can learn how to do it right now. And if you want to know how to do that, I teach you in Living with Purpose and Power. I have discovered, and I'm not the only one, there's books written on it. Stephen Kotler writes lots of books. He's got a book, The Art of Impossible, The Rise of Superman, Stealing Fire, and is a, you know, avid student of that high performance state. But you have the ability to create it on demand. Are you using it? Because that's where results on a rampage comes from. Your ability to deal with reality. Your ability to stack micro wins and micro actions. Your ability to automate, to create assets that you can use multiple times. All those things are part of this process so that you can create a life you love, like not just sometimes, but every minute. And I'm going to say it one more time. I live a life I love every day, all day. I love my life. I love everything I do, everything I don't do, the time I get to spend with my angel. I'm married to an angel. I know that's not fair, but I am. The time I get to spend with her, the time I get to spend with myself in the recording studio, talking to you here. I love all of it. And you can have that. And here's how I know. I didn't used to have it. In fact, I had the opposite. Frustrated behind the eight ball, thinking I'll never make it. And you know the drill, on and on and on. And I've learned and now teach how to eliminate that from your life and get to pure ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy. All right, the R in ROAR stands for review, refine, and repeat, right? One of the most effective marketing campaigns ever created was about shampoo, right? And when I was growing up, they advertised shampoo a lot, and you still see that now. But there was a golden phrase that got used back in the 60s and 70s, and maybe 80s too. Look it up. Wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Now, I don't know anything about the science or whatever of repeat, washing your hair a second time, wash, rinse. What I do know is it uses twice as much shampoo, and so sales went up. Wash, rinse, repeat. Repetition and stacking of these wins is a critical element in creating this results on a rampage framework. So review, refine, and repeat. That's a compounding loop. So at the end of each day, and maybe more than once in a day, you look at your sets of actions, because up to now you've put green time in your calendar. You've eliminated wasteful time. You've looked at your assets. You're doing repurposing. You're doing the things we talked about. And now you need to review. And that is it working? And working means, do I have more calls booked? Am I making more money? Am I feeling better? Am I losing weight? You know, is it working? And that's why way in the beginning we said, do what by when? And the outcome has to be really specific. I want 200 registrants in my dream, build, write it thing for the end of this month. That's very measurable. It starts on September 29th and 200 is a number. So that's what I want. And then I'm able to review regularly. Is it working? Am I making steady progress? Is the progress accelerating? So reviewing is not difficult, but most people don't do it. Yeah, I did the best I could. It is whatever it is. Well, what gets measured gets improved. Whether you're counting exercise reps, push-ups on the floor, phone calls, or whatever it is you're counting, when you review it and document it, it improves because we have the urge to do a little bit more, right? Review is the first thing. Then refine. Refine. What can I do to make it a little faster? What can I do to eliminate wasted time? What can I do to make it more effective? And the most important question of all is, who do I need to be so that when I do this thing, I do it better? And that might sound like a difficult question to ask, but it's the most important one, and here's why. If I do anything with the least bit of frustration, negativity, or resentment, it shows through. If I'm talking to somebody, my attention to detail, the number of redos or mistakes. So if I can change my attitude, who I'm being, my mindset, all those words work, the results and the growth is going to be exponential. So when you review, when you refine, it's like, how effective was I at keeping my schedule? How many green blocks did I honor? How many red blocks did I honor? That kind of thing. So reviewing is non-drama. It's just, what did I do? Did it work? What can I refine? And then to repeat that process, that should happen every single day for just a few minutes. Maybe during the day, maybe at the end, maybe both. What did I do? How did it compare to what I thought I was going to do? Absent some jet engine falling on the house. Did it work? What can I refine? Now, the secret to making this work is to do it without drama, because we live in this world of judging ourselves to death. Oh, I suck. I wasted time. I talked too long to them. Oh, I took too long for lunch. That drama will not add $1 to your bottom line, and it will not add one happiness module to your heart. Review honestly, and then refine honestly, and then repeat it, whether it's the next day or later that afternoon. And if you do that, it's a compounding loop that will send you on an upward spiral toward that results on a rampage. One way to think about it is remove a barrier every week, some place where you struggled, some place that delayed you for a minute or an hour, and add one amplifier. What can I change just a little to make this faster, more effective, and more powerful? So remember, here we are. Start tiny. Stay daily and scale what works. Start tiny. This is not about setting big, hairy, audacious goals. This is not about that. Be hags. Because those usually fail. You can have one and have it on the wall. But when you're talking about results on a rampage, that is the accumulation, the compounding effect of daily focused action. All right, so let's summarize. Take your reckoning, which is where are you right now, R, and take ownership, which is one move, and building that flywheel of momentum. The A is amplify with some kind of system, eliminating things that suck your energy, or adding things that amplify your energy. You might need to look at things like time of day, when is your best time to write or create. All of those things play a role, but paying attention to them is the key to unlocking their wisdom. If you just cruise along, it won't happen. And the last R is review. So reckon, a reckoning of where you are. Ownership, take ownership and take one move at a time. Amplify or grow. Automate, amplify, all those things, and then review, which is where you learn and then execute a compounding effect to get better. All right, now here's a challenge. I want you to start today. Block one creation hour for the next 5 weekdays. That goes back to the green. Block a creation hour right now for the next 5 days and don't let anything get in the way. And if at first you fumble around a little bit, who cares? Block a creation hour. Enjoy it and live into it. Get rid of one activity, one red hour, a time suck, a thing that's draining. Create an accountability process for yourself so that you get to win. And above all, if you have any desire to write that story of your own becoming, dreambuildwriteit.com. You are a divine being. You can, and you have the right to create any life you choose and enjoy purpose, prosperity, and joy starting right now, which is what I call living your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.